Okay, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our 10-minute speaker this evening, Victoria A. from San Luis Obispo.
Hi, I'm Victoria, and I'm an alcoholic. Yeah, this feeling doesn't ever go away. My sobriety date is October 1st, 2015. I go to Saturday Morning Melody in San Luis Obispo as my home group. I have a sponsor named Melissa M. I am working the steps for a second time this year. So I do step work multiple days a week, and I go to multiple meetings a week. So that's why I'm here. If I didn't do those things, I wouldn't be here. If I didn't do those things, I don't think I would be alive. My story sucked. I don't really like to talk too much about what it was like because I cry a lot. It's not pretty. And it probably sounds like a lot of yours, but our primary purpose is to stay sober today, check, and then to help the other alcoholic. We have a lot of newcomers here, so I thought I'd tell you a little bit about who I am. And I think it might be a little bit like who you are, if you're in the right place, which I assume you are because you're here. I grew up in an Army family. I moved like every year. I never settled down. I never made a core group of friends. And I became exceptional at becoming like a chameleon to fit in. No matter how much I tried or how good I was at that kind of behavior, I never fit in. My heart never settled in wherever I went. I felt like an outsider. I felt like I didn't know how to be like you. Not like you guys, like other people. I'm just like you guys. In a room, I felt like I was the only one who wasn't doing the right thing. I always felt like I was the only one whose heart just felt like it was up here all the time. I always felt like people were looking at me because I didn't have the right clothes on. That was guaranteed. I did not have the same amount of money that you had. I did not have the deep-rooted friendships that you guys all had. And I was just this stranger from most of the time a different country because I traveled my whole life. But then I was introduced to alcohol, and that changed everything. All of a sudden, I felt like I could dance. I could talk to you. I could stand there in really old clothes, and I felt like fucking $1 million. I felt like you all looked all the time. And that started early for me. That I was in high school when I started drinking. I guess that's not that early, but I started drinking when I was in high school pretty infrequently, and then I started drinking pretty frequently in college. And alcohol took me out so fast. Drugs are a part of my story, but I won't go into that. But if you put it in front of me, I'd do it. If it changes the way that I feel about me, I'll do it. And I don't know why, except that I'm an alcoholic, but I cannot stop. The amount that I take just doesn't stop until I have completely blacked out. I am a blackout user, drinker, smoker. Whatever I do it to excess because there is something physically different with me. I have alcoholism, and what that means for me is as soon as I take a drink, I get a feeling that things are gonna be okay. And they're not okay yet, but with a little more, I'll feel okay. And then I get that next drink, and I think, oh, okay, in a little bit, I'm gonna feel okay. And then I start to feel a little more different, and I think, okay, in just one more drink, I'm gonna feel so much better than I feel now. And then fast forward to the next morning, because for me, that's what happens. I black out so fast, because I think that if I drink faster, drink more, take more, do more, and faster, I'll stop feeling like me. And I hate feeling like me. And what happens in my head is just like a nightmare. I don't know if any of you can relate, but there's like an entire group of people that talk badly about me in me. And what I have learned since getting sober and since working the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is that's my problem. I am all about me. I have a disease that makes everything about me, and I don't even like me. And so, And so when that's all going on, alcohol turns me off. And for a short time, that is, I'll take the consequences. I will take waking up in your bed. I will take having stolen your money and I'll lie about it. I will take any of those consequences. I have woken up in jail, spent the better part of a year in jail, almost killed people. I mean, I'll fast forward through all that because alcohol just took me out in a really big way. That's what it was like. I couldn't live with me. I couldn't live around you. You didn't want me to. And when I did, I destroyed you in addition to me, wherever I was. And so what happened is that I got out of jail after a long time in jail, and I was sober there, and I thought that I had it licked because I went to a couple meetings in there, and I was sober for 6 months, and I drank the day I got out. And I kind of knew something was really wrong then because I thought I had it just figured out. And then I spent a year just relapsing. I came in and out of the program. I told you that I would meet you at Starbucks and you'd find me there drunk. I told you that I would be your sponsee and I would never call you again. I told you that I would be there for you and I never could be. And it wasn't that I wasn't, it's that I couldn't be. When I have untreated alcoholism, which is what I was going through at that time, not having worked the steps, not having a sponsor, not attending these meetings and surrounding myself with your truth, I didn't start the timer. Oh, sorry. When I have untreated alcoholism, that me disease is what's going on. And then that leads me straight to drinking. Every time, it doesn't matter how many promises I make to myself, to you, to God, to your God, to my God. Like, I make these promises and I cannot fulfill them. And what it's like now is different. Sorry. What happened is that I came to a meeting after going to lots of meetings. At one point, I had just, my last drunk was just a shit show. It was not good. And I came really close to losing a person who was really, really important to me. And man, it was like I woke up with that feeling, the feeling of like, dang it. Like, what did I do? You pick up your phone and you're like, no. That, like, how? I thought I was just going to have one drink of sake at that going away party. That's what I thought. 100%. I'm not making you laugh. I thought I could have just one. And that's the lie that I tell myself. And instead, I took myself down the last drunk that I'll hopefully ever go down, and I woke up feeling like garbage. And I started going to meetings. And my story is not what I recommend, but I felt at that time like I couldn't be trusted, and so I didn't ask for help. I came to meetings and I stayed sober by the skin of my teeth. I stayed sober for a year. And I thought to myself arbitrarily that if I could stay sober for a year, then I could ask for help. And I don't recommend that, because what happened is after a year, I was in a meeting and I believe that my higher power put someone in front of me leading that day. And she told my story. And I thought that no one could, because my story was a nightmare. And I heard her tell me some things that I hadn't told anyone about me, about her. And I realized that this, if she was sober, I could be sober. And that was a miracle. And so someone that I was close to in the program said, I was hiking with her and we were talking and I was telling her about my life and what I was doing and how I felt. And she went, I think you need a sponsor. And it was like this really like, I love you and I know that you think you know what you're doing here, but I think you need a sponsor. Can I give you someone's number? And the number she gave me was the same woman who I had heard in that meeting tell my story. And I called her, so yeah for me. And I called her and I showed up at her house, and I will fast forward, I worked the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And if you're new in this room, those steps seem crazy because you hear a lot of people say like, oh, it's such hard work, there's steps and God, and like, but it's not that hard actually. Someone in this room will sit with you, open up the book, there's everyone in here has a book and we'll get you one. And you open the book and it tells you what to do. You read through it with someone who's done it, someone who was in that chair, who told my story, did those things, and then she showed me how to do them, and my life radically transformed. And I can't articulate it, but I don't hate me anymore, and that is a miracle. I didn't drink today, and that's a miracle. I didn't steal all the money at my job today. That's a miracle. Like, and I tell him this and he knows this, but I told them all this. But I haven't cheated on my partner, and that is a miracle. I cheated on everyone. I cheated on my friends, my work, my school. I cheated in my whole life because I could get away with it. I was great at it. But I haven't told a lie today. I haven't stolen today. I'm proud of who I am today. I told someone I'd be here and I was here. Like, those small things are the miracles in my life that are the result of this program. Probably at 10 minutes. I'm just going to stop. But thank you so much for letting me be here. I really suggest that you reach out to someone. If you hear anyone say anything that sounds at all like what's going on up here, we can give you a solution that can help to fix that without alcohol, which is a crazy miracle. So thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. Happy it's over.
That was worthy of another applause. It's great.